Zok de Elgem Mishnah Vayitim Masechtes Ksubis Perik Zayin Mishnah Gimel. Here we have another case where he's not the one that started the nether. She made the nether. She's now in a difficult situation. And her husband, who could have helped her by simply being made for the nether, did not do so. He allowed the nether to fall into place. I want to remind you again that when a husband hears his wife make a nether and say a peri is usser. By the way, if she says, I will not eat an apple, or I will not put on any makeup, that's a shrua. When she says, the makeup is usser to me, either this makeup or all makeup, the apple is usser to me, either this apple or all apples, that's a nether. A nether is on a chayfetz, a shrua is on a person. Again, we'll see more about that, b'yaz Hashem, in Masechtas Nedar. When a husband hears his wife make a nether. Here's about a nether. If he stays quiet the entire day, the nether goes into effect. Or he can say, yeah, I want the nether. He's mekayim the nether. As we mentioned last time, grade in our Mishnah, there's a machloikas rishonim. The Rashba and the Ritva hold. You know why she's so upset with him? Because he didn't just stay quiet. He said, yeah, I want the nether. You made a nether, you're going to be uncomfortable. Yeah, I want it. That's as if he made the nether. That's why she's so upset, and she has a right to demand to get and to get paid. But he was just quiet. He could tell you, I forgot. I was going to be made for it. I forgot. But the Meiri and the Ran, they hold. Doesn't make a difference. What do you mean you forgot? If you knew your wife was uncomfortable, you could help her. How did you forget? You knew there was a deadline. Once the day passes, you can't be made for the nether anymore. So even if he wasn't so bad, as so sarcastic as if to say, I'm a kind of the nether, even if he just was not made for the nether, that alone is a good enough reason for her to be very upset. So let's see our Mishnah here. Mishnah Gim. Hamadir es ishtoi. And again, she's the one that made the nether, actually. Shaloi tiskashet be'echot mikolamin. She's not going to use a certain summon, a certain perfume. He, who could have been made for the nether, said, you want to suffer, so suffer. Maybe he didn't say those words, but that's what he does. By not being made for the nether, he hears his wife say, koinim baisim pleini alai, and he's Mekayim the nether. So the Mishnah Yoitzi v'yiteng suba. She can say, I don't want to live with such a person. He has to give her a get and pay her suba. Rabbi Yoitzi, and Rabbi Yoitzi says, look, ba'ani yois, by a poor woman who's not so accustomed to these types of perfumes or psamim, the only time he would be mechuyev to send her out is if shalei nosan kitzva. She never set a time till how long. She asks herself. It was like forever. But if it was for a certain amount of time, okay, so till that time you won't use it. You're not so used to using it anyway. But ubashiras, rich women, they always use perfume, so shloishim yom. And it's not mechuyev to send her out if the neder was for 30 days. Longer than 30 days, she can demand a get. 30 days, she can tolerate. Why? The Batanur explains, the rich women, they're perfumes would last for 30 days anyway, so she has it from 30 days from before. And the loch is like Rabbi Yaisi. You know what else we see from here? A lot of times, let's say I tell you, can you help somebody? Why should I help him? He got himself into the problem. He got himself into the problem, let him get himself out of the problem. We see from the Mishnah, no, it doesn't work that way. It's not an excuse to say, well, who asked that person to make a nether? Who asked that person to get himself into trouble? Someone calls you, can you help me with the homework? We have a b'china tomorrow. You didn't listen the way you should. Why should I help you now? That's not an excuse. If we have a way to make someone's life easier, then we're supposed to. Then we should try. And in a close relationship, if you don't try to help someone, that is extremely, extremely hurtful.